This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. Alabama authorities said on Thursday that three buried bodies are likely those of a woman and her two children who vanished in January. Aurelia Chalk, 40, and her children, Nierka Chalk, 17, and Anthony Garcia, 2, were last seen on January 30th at their home in Theodore. Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch said evidence found at the home led them to believe foul play was involved in their disappearances. Birch revealed last month that blood was discovered in the home in addition to cash and cell phones that were left behind. He also said a mattress was missing, which drew suspicion. Hector Gamaliel Argueta Guerrera, 31, was arrested for kidnapping in early February. Mobile County District Attorney Keith Blackwood said the charges will be upgraded to capital murder following the discovery of the three bodies. Quote, "This is a horrific and gruesome murder. The state will seek the death penalty in this case. The charges will be signed today, and we will move through the Alabama justice system." The three bodies, which were buried in a wooded area east of Summerdale, have not been positively identified as the Chalk family. Authorities saying autopsy results will take time.
Forensic identity will take some time. There is enough evidence in this case for us to determine that this is the Chalk family that we've been searching for.
Birch said Guerrera, who is from El Salvador, faced aggravated attempted homicide charges in 2015. Since then, he has been detained on charges related to terrorism and organized crime. Guerrera is reportedly a certified member of the Sereños Transnational Gang. A motive in the triple homicide also remains undisclosed. Birch asking,
"What motive would there be for killing a two-year-old?"
A teenager who disappeared after leaving his prestigious Long Island school in January to travel into New York City has been found dead in the waters of the Upper New York Bay off Brooklyn's Red Hook neighborhood. The Suffolk County Police Department said the body of Thomas Medlin was recovered on Saturday and positively identified on Thursday. Medlin, 15, was last seen on video footage walking across a Manhattan Bridge walkway at about 7:06 p.m. on January 9th. The last activity on his cell phone came 3 minutes later, and a minute after that, a nearby surveillance camera captured the sound of a splash in the water. The boy was not seen leaving the bridge. Medlin left school earlier that day and took a train into the city. He was seen at Grand Central Station at about 5:30 p.m. before the trip across the East River via the Manhattan Bridge, about a 3-mile walk from Grand Central. Before the discovery of his body, his parents made heartbreaking pleas for Thomas to come home.
Nobody's mad at him. We want him to come home. Mom loves him more than my life. I'm waiting till God exchanged my life for my boy's safety with her.
His parents said that he may have gone to meet someone he met on the gaming platform Roblox, but investigators later said the platform was not connected with his disappearance. More crime and justice news after this. A Florida man was charged this week with aggravated manslaughter more than a year after his 5-week-old baby died from extensive injuries. DeJuan Patrick, 27, was arrested by the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office on a warrant from Volusia County. His daughter, Dahlia Siebenhaar, was admitted to a hospital on December 2, 2024, with severe injuries. She was unresponsive and never regained consciousness before she was taken off life support on December 12th. An autopsy found extensive head trauma, broken ribs, bruising across her body, and retinal hemorrhages that doctors say were caused by being shaken and held with extreme force. Volusia County Chief Medical Examiner James Fulcher later ruled her death a homicide. Investigators spent 15 months studying medical records and other evidence and conducting interviews before determining that Patrick shook the newborn and spanked her. Sheriff Mike Shitwood commented, "The arrest in this case won't bring Dahlia back or give her the childhood she deserved, but today we're speaking up for her because her life mattered." Patrick is being held without bond in Jacksonville, awaiting transport to Volusia County. A Maine man has been charged with murder after shooting his girlfriend multiple times at their home in Farmington and then claiming it was an accident. Maine State Police say a 911 call came in on Sunday at about 7:30 p.m. after the shooting. First responders took the badly wounded woman, 23-year-old Michaela Rose DeSantis, to Maine Health Franklin Hospital. From there, she was life-flighted to Maine Medical Center in Portland, where she died. Her boyfriend, 24-year-old Austin Duquette, was arrested Monday evening. An affidavit filed in the case says that DeSantis was shot twice in the chest and that investigators found 3 spent shell casings on the floor of their condo. Duquette, meanwhile, told a paramedic that his gun just went off and that DeSantis was shot once. In the course of two 911 calls he made, he told dispatch, "I had a gunshot go off, and I can't believe I did this," while apologizing to DeSantis. In the second call, he told the dispatcher, "My girlfriend has a gunshot wound, and it accidentally went off." He further said, "I would never do this, and I don't want to go to jail." Duquette put DeSantis into a car and attempted to drive to a hospital, calling his father and saying he was being chased by police. The father's girlfriend placed a 911 call, telling the dispatcher that Duquette said something had happened to DeSantis and he was going to kill himself. The father told him not to do that, and the girlfriend hung up her 911 call when she was told police had stopped him. An ambulance took DeSantis to the hospital from there. Meanwhile, officers went back to the condo where they found the spent shell casings from a .45 caliber handgun, which they found on the couch. The affidavit said that one round went through the coffee table and the floor. Investigators were unable to find that bullet. Another bullet went through a pillow on the couch and into the back of the sofa. That bullet was found in the couch stuffing. A third bullet was recovered from the floor behind the couch after it went through another pillow. The office of the chief medical examiner ruled DeSantis' death a homicide by multiple gunshot wounds. Duquette's attorney, Vern E. Perotti, repeated his client's claims that he shot his girlfriend multiple times by accident. Quote, "This appears to be a terrible accident, and we hope to get more information in the near future regarding the circumstances of the situation." With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.